13 Florida school districts filed suit recently on House Bill 7069. At issue are multiple parts of the bill they claim are unconstitutional. The measure is wide-ranging, and the suing districts have taken issue with language requiring them to steer more federal funding directly to privately run charter schools. Those schools are also given a financial incentive to set up shop near low-performing traditional ones, and they could also get leeway to operate as a district within a district. But one of the bigger complaints against the law is a provision making school districts share their local construction dollars with the charters.
When, you know, local dollars that are collected are forced to be shared, particularly after, you know, we just went through a 10-year capital program. We just passed a half-cent sales tax. We've got all of our work out ahead of us. And then, you know, now we're looking at losing $250 million over that 10-year period. It's troublesome.
That's Palm Beach County Superintendent Robert Avosa in an interview with the Tampa Bay Times' Gradebook blog. His district is also suing over the law, but its challenge is separate and narrowed only to the local revenue issue. Still, he says,
I think, I don't know if I have the number right, but there's like 200 elements of this bill, something like that. And we're just arguing on one, which is the forced distribution of these dollars. There are lots of good things in there. We believe that if they want competition they'll have.
As 14 districts move forward with their lawsuits, some, including Palm Beach, also requested funding offered up by the bill. Bay County in North Florida, along with Palm Beach, recently got dollars under the Schools of Hope provision. That part of the measure gives up to $2,000 per student to lift perpetually failing schools. The Florida Department of Education received 57 applications for the grant and could have issued awards up to 25 schools, but Education Commissioner Pam Stewart decided on 11. She says she based her decision on the likelihood of success.
And it is these 11, based on the review and as I look at them, that I feel confident in their ability to have success with this up to an additional $2,000 per student.
That means there are still 14 slots available. Stewart says schools that did not get the money can reapply.
We will reopen the application process, and we will allow those schools that meet the criteria to apply, and we will be announcing those dates very soon of when those applications should come to us, and then we would come back before the board.
Still, the conflict between schools asking for dollars under the law while suing over it remains a point of frustration for its biggest champion, House Speaker Richard Corcoran. He has accused districts like Bay and Palm Beach of being hypocritical. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.